Talking Horton girls basketball, as head coach Gary Sorensen joins us. The Horton girls with a record of 5-10 on the season. Three of those wins coming in the Northeast Kansas League. They had won three in a row, and we talked at this time last week, but we knew the schedule was going to stiffen up. The good news is, coach, even though you weren't able to get wins against Valley Falls and Jeff County North, you certainly had more competitive games than the first time around. In fact, Valley Falls ended up being just an 11-point game. So not getting the wins, but you feel like your team has still made some progress and be more competitive right now?
Oh, absolutely, Justin. We're playing a lot better than we did the first time around. We made some adjustments, and our young kids are growing up. I mean, they're so young, but we're much more competitive than we were, and one of these nights we're gonna sneak up on somebody.
So, what are some things against the better teams like a Jeff County North that your team still needs to do better or more of to be able to not just be competitive, but have a chance to win some of these?
Well, JCN, they got a nice ball club, and their inside game really hurt us. you can't coach height, and their size was really hitting us hard. We're working on rebounding, and we're shooting the ball a lot better. We're putting it up, and there again, we're making strides every game, and our kids play hard, and they play with. We play smart and we play hard when we try to win. And things are looking better.
It looked like last night in the fourth quarter you made like four threes. I think you must have made five or six threes on the game. But then I also noted just a two-point third quarter, so you'd kind of put yourself in a tough situation. But at least some of those perimeter shots going down have to be a good sign for the girls.
Oh, absolutely. We part of that is at the beginning of the year, we were very conservative offensively and tried to move the ball around, and I told him after Christmas, I said, let's shoot the ball, and so we're hitting some. Third quarter's been kind of tough on us the last couple of games, and I don't really understand why, because we generally are better than that. But yeah, third quarter hurt us last night.
I would suggest tweaking your halftime speech, coach.
Well, that might be. You sound like my son. That's what he told me. So,
as we look at your schedule coming up, you got Pleasant Ridge coming into your place, a home game on Friday, and then at Jackson Heights on Tuesday. So, another couple tough battles in the Northeast Kansas League. What are you looking forward to about these upcoming matchups?
Well, Pleasant Ridge, we played them twice, and we played them early in the season. They pretty hammered us, and then we played them in the tournament, and we played them competitive. So hopefully we can play competitive again. And then, of course, Jackson Heights, Horton is always a real rival, and we were real fortunate to come out with a win the first time. And it come to their place, it'll be an exciting game, and our kids are looking forward to it. So here we go.
Only five games left, though, in the regular season. Do you feel like this team is excited and optimistic and realizes the end is near to where they can hopefully kind of find that next level to finish off the campaign?
Well, yeah. I play zero seniors, and we talk a lot about that as far as getting better every game. And my kids come to practice with excitement, and they come to games with excitement. And they're nice kids. And I tell them, I said, I would hate to play us right now. I'd hate to play us. Now, with that said, we haven't won the last two games, but we're playing hard, and if you play hard, good things can happen.
You bet. Well, keep it going. Hopefully some wins here in the next week or two. Coach, thanks for your time, and we'll talk again next week.
Well, thank you, Justin, bud.
Gary Sorensen's head coach of the Horton girls. We'll talk Charger boys hoops next with Coach Losey.